And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan!
Thank you, Mr. Duffy. All right, this is a big moment
Huge.
For us right here.
We have a hero in the studio.
As we said, as I said in the promo for today's activities, I said there are certain names that are synonymous with Chicago: Jean-Baptiste Pointe-Sable, Richard
sure.
J. Daley,
yeah. Burnham.
Right, Daniel Burnham, and now Frank Robb, the Crocodile Frank. Is that really your nickname, Crocodile Frank, or did somebody give that to you?
I've never heard the Crocodile Frank one before.
Oh, well, that must have just been a headline because it was everywhere.
I know. Why were they doing that? Who would do that to you?
Because you're an alligator guy in Florida.
Yeah, I do research with crocodilians, though, so
whatever
makes them happy.
Yeah, because we had Alligator Bob. I think that's what was really going on there. I think that's what's going on. And Kelly Gandersky is with us. She's the executive director of the Chicago Animal Care and Control, who was the one in charge of making sure that all of this, you know, went off right. And she was the one who said, all right, out of the park. Everybody's getting out of the
park. Putting fencing up, back off, even you, reporters.
The alligator's nervous. You all have to leave.
We need a calm environment.
That sounds just like me. Hi, how are you?
Good. Well, that's about what happened, though, right? Because it was you needed to get everybody out, and as soon as we got everybody out, and then Frank was able to sort of coax the thing to the top. Now, I just want to make sure I understood this. By the way, if you want to play News or Ruse, 312-981-7200. I forgot to ask for the people.
Yeah,
the contestants.
We got to do that.
So we got to do that. So get on the lines right now. We'll get right to this. But you mentioned something about vocalizing. Was it you vocalizing at the alligator, or the alligator vocalizing back at you?
Yeah, there's been a misconception, I guess, that the alligator was vocalizing back to me. I was vocalizing to him. Although there are occasions sometimes where a gator will vocalize back to you when you talk to him.
Yeah, but this one didn't.
No.
But that was you doing it with your mouth. It wasn't a recording or something like that you were playing.
No, ma'am. No,
oh,
there's some guys
okay.
that do use recordings, but I'm blessed
22
with some
years
you speak gator.
Can I just say something about the vocalization?
Yes.
So I was at the park with Frank when he first got there and doing the surveillance all through the park, and I'm hearing this alligator noise, and I'm like, well, where's that coming from? So I start running around the park because the park's shut down at this point, and I see Frank with this headlamp on in the brush and the cattails making the sound, and I'm like, that is him. That is outrageous.
Wow.
And like then I said, I've got the guy I need.
And then moment,
then. I knew.
Nothing against Alligator Bob.
No.
No, it's fine. But here's the interesting thing. Now, in your line of work, right? I mean, in Florida, you're dealing with this a lot, right?
Yeah, we deal with it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, alligators tend to get into places that they, you know, swimming pools and other places that they shouldn't normally be, or in people's backyards. They go running around things, golf courses, right?
There's been a lot more crazy places.
What's
than that.
The hardest one?
None of them are easy. Anybody that tells you catching an alligator is easy doesn't know what they're talking about.
What's the craziest
place? Yeah, what's
place?
The craziest one?
Caught one out of a missile silo and on the Patrick Air Force Base. It had, actually, it's a 45th Space Wing. It had fallen into a 110-foot deep hole. That was interesting.
That's Cape Canaveral, right?
Yeah, I've caught them out of elevators. The most interesting ones are usually culvert pipes. You guys don't, I understand now, don't call them culvert pipes. They're water structures. But underneath our neighborhoods, we're down there in Florida, the rainwater all goes into these pipes, and it goes into the neighborhoods, and sometimes you got to pop a manhole lid and go for a crawl.
Oh, no.
It's
to find a gator.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
You want a real rush, that's what you do for a good time.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't want it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what, Frank? I don't need a real rush. I'm fine. I'm good.
Thank
I'm good.
God we have you.
Yeah. Wait, how long have you been doing this?
This is year 24.
Wow. Congratulations to you on this. This is, well, and when you got the call, I mean, was there any, did you stop? Well, wait. Chicago, but this must happen all the time up here, right? Up north in places where people keep these things as pets and let them go.
It's maybe the first time I've heard about it. I know my uncle and I, my uncle I learned from, we had heard about one many, many moons ago that a guy we knew went on to San Francisco, and he did not come back successful. But we had been watching this whole story develop down there in Florida the whole time and had been discussing the whole thing. And I was actually out catching a couple gators that morning before I got the call. And when I sit down and I had a call from St. Augustine, said that they had shared my number with some people in Chicago. And I just kind of chuckled. I'm like, well, that's interesting. And then it wasn't a few months later, I got a call from Kelly, and this all kind of went
about
together.
That?
There you go.
And the gator's going back with you to St. Augustine?
He's not going back with me directly, but we will be We'll be hanging out together.
To a sanctuary. And
yes, yeah. He'll be going to the alligator, the St. Augustine Alligator Farm and Zoological Park in St. Augustine, which is a legit 5-star resort for crocodilians. It's unlike any other place in the entire world. Wow. He'll be a rock star there.
He's going to tell everybody the story. You're not going to believe this. I was able to elude these guys for 6 days, 7 days, really, before they figured the whole thing out. I mean, that's true. He's going to be number one on the cell block. I can tell you that.
You're going to love him.
Well, congratulations. It's been a ton of fun. It's just, you know, to me, we were talking about this is my favorite story of the city because it's a fun story. Everything worked out okay. Everything's good for the crocodile and for the city. And there was a lot. We made national headlines for something, you know, fun and not tragic, which is, I think, a step in the right direction. So we're all good. And you have become you've become a cultural hero here.
That is not why I came to Chicago by any means. You know, I came here to do the job. My plan was to kind of be low profile, get in here, take care of something, and get gone. And the way it worked out was definitely not that, but it's been an extreme blessing. The city of Chicago is the best place I've ever visited in my entire life. Everybody from animal services to the police department, the emergency services department, it's all just been an absolute blessing. A bunch of great people, the public too, just you couldn't ask for a better place.
Okay, you may have thrown out the first pitch. You may have started Buckingham Fountain today, but the most important thing you can do in Chicago cultural history is play News or Ruse, the fastest growing radio game show in American history, which is what we say. It's not true, but it's what we say. So let us do this right now.
Let's
here we go.
It.
We have our contestants. Dave is playing with Kim, Jim is playing with Lauren, and then Jeff is playing with Frank and Kelly. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what we got that going. Something is broken here, and I don't want to. There's broken glass over here, people. We need to fix it. I don't know, one of my buttons broken. I don't know if it's glass or whatever. Here's what we're playing for: $75 certificate from Green Tea Services. Now, let me just point something out. I'm complaining about a piece of broken plastic. This man grabbed an alligator by the mouth and pulled it out of the water. That if you need home service, including garage door maintenance, air duct purification system, or carpet cleaning, call 800-5-GREEN-TEA or go to greenteaservices.com and a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling. The 60-Minute Men, call 855-955-HVAC. And runners up, get a pair of tickets to see Dave Koz and Friends, Summer Horns, Friday the 26th at Silver Creek Event Center, Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. All right, here we go. Here's your first headline, Dave and Kim.
All right, Dave.
You ready? Here you go. Fake snake gets Orlando man banned from community pool for fifth time.
Oh, this could be a setup between the Florida thing and the gator and the snake. But it probably is true, Dave. What do you think?
I'll go true, too. I mean, sounds like it.
Yeah. Oh, I knew it. You were calling it out there, Kim.
Up, yeah.
Your instincts were correct. All right, Jim and Lauren, here's your headline. City hopes baby shark song will drive homeless away.
Okay, Jim, I want to hear what you think because I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
Okay, then I'll defer to you. I'm thinking maybe it's true.
It is definitely news. I've read this.
All right.
All right, here we go. This is a big one. Jeff, Frank, Kelly, here you go. Police apprehend penguins who keep sneaking into sushi restaurant.
I'm going to go ruse on that one.
Yeah, that can't be true. There's no way that's true.
All right. Jeff, are you agreeing?
I say it's fake.
Yeah.
No, it's all true.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm sorry that had to happen.
Totally happened.
Yeah. New Zealand. Like that happens.
Yeah, stuff happens like this. This is what we learn in News or Ruse.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. There is a...
Would be you here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was trying to read out and find out what had happened there, and I don't have any more information at the moment.
Dave and Kim, here's your headline.
Report of dead body in park. Actually, headless sex doll.
All right. Well, that sounds more realistic. Wow. I think it's news.
I'll say news as well.
All right. All right.
Got it.
Yeah, that was... I don't know that... Anytime you have a sex doll involved in any of this is probably true. All right, Jim and Lauren, here's your headline. Driver crashed into town hall sign, then demanded Lyft to pot store.
What? Again, crazy enough to be true. What do you think, Jim?
I agree.
All right, news.
This could be a commanding lead right here. All right, now, Jeff, you got to make sure Frank and Kelly get this right with you. because this is important. This is to stay alive here. Here we go.
Here it is. Toronto man found guilty of impaired operation of a canoe in precedent-setting case.
I can see that being impossible.
Let's go news.
Nose.
Woo! You got it. All right.
All right, we're going to get to round three coming up, but first let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
President Trump says he's enjoying the firestorm. His go-back tweets have started.
Wow. And the, let's see, right now, traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
We're playing News or Ruse with a Chicago, I would say an American hero, Frank Robb, founder of Environmental Education Awareness Research Support and Services, which is a EEARSS.org, in case you're interested, in case you find yourself in an alligator or a crocodile kind of problem.
Sure.
Or caiman. I don't know. Maybe you got a caiman in the backyard, whatever it happens to be. I'm not talking about the car. Frank is your guy. He's the guy that was able to snag Chance the Snapper, which I don't know if I'm fully on board with that name. I just don't know how I feel about it. And Kelly Gandersky, who is the executive director of Chicago Animal Care and Control, who was the one that had to handle, sort of marshal this whole event.
That's right. And she's reminding us that if you do have a pet alligator you want to get rid of, you can bring it to Animal Care and Control. You don't have to put it in a lagoon.
Or call us.
Or call you and you will know where the proper place is.
Yes, please do.
Call 311. Right,
please
that's
please don't take
point.
Matters into your own hand. Please just let us know so we can properly place it.
Right. Got it.
We continue to play here. We've got Dave and Kim. You have one right. And so do Jeff and Frank and Kelly. So here's the deal. You guys, we already have two right with Jim and Lauren.
Right.
Right?
They're leading.
So to stay in this, somebody has to get another one right. We'll start with Dave and Kim. Here is your headline. It's read by Orion Samuelson.
School bus driver blames bad donut for DWI accusations.
What do you think, Dave?
I thought I heard this on the news. I'm going to say yes.
All right. I think I agree with you. Let's go news.
That would be correct if my button was working.
Somehow
there we go.
True.
There you go. All right.
We survived.
That's now Jeff and Frank and Kelly.
Yep.
Got to get this right to stay in the game.
Come on, Jeff.
Come on, team.
Here's your headline.
U.S. energy official rebrands fossil fuels Freedom Gas.
Kelly, you're around politics. Maybe you could jump in at that. What do you think?
I can see some marketing strategy. Somebody thought of that. I'm gonna have to go news on that.
With the current administration, I say true too.
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
Got it. Wow, tying it up.
All right,
everybody's
now,
got two.
Jim and Lauren could run away with it right here. Let's see how they do. Here's your headline.
After almost a decade of work, Detroit welcomes first chartered Juggalo fraternity.
I don't even know what that is.
What do you think, Jim?
Does he mean gigolo?
Yeah.
Juggalo.
I'm sort of grasping at straws there.
That's the juggalos are the people who like the
they juggle
Insane Clown Posse.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess that could be a thing. But I don't know.
All right, I need an answer.
All right, Jim, I'm going to leave it up to
you. Okay, we'll go true. I go true.
Okay.
True?
Yep.
It's a three-way tie.
Get out. Oh, wow. We have to do a speed round.
I might just want to say, this will be the second time this week Frank has come from behind for the win. Dave and Kim, here's your headline. Florida man faces DUI charges after neighbor reports stolen cat scratcher.
I have an inside information on this one, maybe.
You might.
Dave and Kim, what's your answer?
I'm thinking it's a ruse.
I'll go ruse as well.
Correct.
Way to call it out. All right, Jim no and Lauren, mysterious orange bird found in England turns out to be a confused seagull covered in curry.
So true. Jim, do you agree?
Jim, you agreeing with the news?
Yeah, I'll agree if you say
all right. Might as well.
All right. And let's see here now to Jeff and Frank and Kelly. South Carolina woman pulled over on toy truck while driving drunk, police say.
I know that's true because I heard it in the news.
In South Kakalaki?
No.
I say New Year's.
Wow.
There we go.
This is, wow.
Round four.
Okay, round four. Here we go. We got Dave and Kim, woman named Marijuana Pepsi, who refused to change her name, earns her PhD.
That is
true. That's
true.
I heard that on the radio.
I did see that one, too.
We really have to stop using stories that we actually put in our own newscast. All right, here we go. Back to Jim and Lauren. Cops disciplined for stealing firefighter snacks.
I could see that being a story as well.
Yeah, I would say true. My dad was a firefighter.
All right, there you go.
I see what you're saying. The firefighters always have the best food.
Jeff and Frankie Kelly.
Here it is. Barbed wire stolen from border fence and used for home security in Tijuana, authorities say. Barbed wire stolen from border fence.
I say false.
I'm going to agree false. Ruse.
I think true, but whatever.
Well, you guys make a decision. I need a team. It's a team decision.
All right, team decision. Okay, I'll go along with false.
You really shouldn't have done that.
Sorry, dude. Very sorry.
But you know what I'm going to do?
Frank's very good at catching alligators.
You know what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to give everybody everything right here.
Nice.
Everybody's getting everything. Because in honor of Frank Rob Day, which is actually Frank Rob Year in Chicago, 2019.
God bless you all.
Thank you very much. Thanks. You know, Frank, thank you for everything you did. Because it was just, this has been a ton of fun.
This city is a blessing. Honest blessing.
There is, well, thank you for saying that. I mean, I think there's a lot of us from here. We sometimes question our own faith in these things. But when you came here, and you know what it was really, I think the best part about this, Kelly, was how much people got to learn about the Humboldt Park Lagoon and what a beautiful facility and how great that is out there. And it sort of draws people's attention to it.
Yeah, I've been saying, you know, that there's the positive message here is it feels like it's the story that Chicagoans needed right now and kind of brought everyone together. The park is absolutely gorgeous. Of course, we would have rather people discovered that park without having an alligator dropped into it, but we're looking for the silver lining here, and that's definitely one. You know, every day at Animal Care and Control, we see the good in humanity. We see the people that stop off on their way to work and pick up the injured dog or cat and bring it to us and then follow up with us at Care or Concern. We see far more of those stories than we see the bad stories. And I think this is just a reminder that generally humanity and Chicagoans are just wonderful people and care about animals.
Good reminder. Right. That is a good reminder.
And Frank, thanks for everything you've done, man.
That's really
thank you, Frank. Glad that the city treated you well because you treated us well. Thank you.